Rabbi says, "Any hudish and nichlas of beis yisrael v'chametz will be yadov." A non-Jew walks into a Jew's house on Pesach and he's holding chametz. Eino zakak lo tzil. You don't have to tell the non-Jew to leave or to take the chametz out. Aval pisha yisrael v'ra chametz shelin yehudi. Imikach klum. Even if the Jew sees the chametz, it's okay. Aval aser lalo so imal ashochan. I feel befzik mapa. You can't allow him to put it on your table, even if there's a separation between the two of you. The reason it's okay is because we have a rule, you're not allowed to see your chametz, but you can see other people's chametz. And we're also not concerned that you might come to eat the chametz because the non-Jew's holding it and he's watching it. So the Sharatzion points out that if it's your non-Jewish slave or something like that, so he can't bring chametz into your house, even if it belongs to the non-Jew, because of our sign that people might think that you're actually feeding chametz to your slave. The reason that you're not allowed to allow him to place the chametz on the table, though, is because we're afraid it might come to get mixed up with your food. And even though when it comes to people eating, one person eating meat and one person eating dairy, we allow them to eat on the same table as long as there's a separation between them of some sort, chametz is different because since it's usher and a mashu, even a little bit, it's impossible that one crumb won't spread from his food to your food. And the Chornim agree that even if you don't know the guy, and there's no concern that you're going to eat from it, it's still a problem because we're afraid that the food will just get mixed up somehow. A crumb is going to spill over into your stuff. This is only when you're eating at the same time, says the Mishnah Berurah. But if you're eating at different times, or it's not a time when you're eating, and it's just sitting there, but you're not eating at that time, so then it'll be okay because they're not concerned that the chametz is going to fall into your stuff as long as you clean off the table before you actually sit down to eat. The Chayadim says it'll be a problem even if it's a large table because of a low plug Rabbanan. If you're on a train or a plane or something like that, people eat at the same time, then the Nitei Gavriel writes that the Jew is not allowed to eat at the time that the non-Jew is eating. He needs to be careful if his tray is next to the other person's tray to make sure that they don't eat at the same time so that the non-Jew's chametz doesn't spill over into his food. Siv Dalet, Yisrael Shevket Chametzo, Eitzel Yisrael Chaveiro. If a Jew gives another Jew his chametz to wash for him, oh, Eitzel in Hudi, or to a non-Jew, even if the person who he gave it to watch takes responsibility if something happens to the chametz, over Alav Amafke, the person, the real owner of the chametz, still violates Bal Yara Bal Yamatze if he doesn't get rid of the chametz entirely. Because even though we said earlier in Siv Aleph that if I accept responsibility, so then I am now responsible for it, and I would have to get rid of the chametz. That's just that I have some type of zechus in it that I would need to get rid of it. But that doesn't mean that the original owner's zechus in the chametz disappears. Obviously, he still has a responsibility to get rid of it as well. And both would be responsible if the chametz remains and you don't get rid of it. So the mafkid and the nifkad would both be responsible and violate Bal Yara Bal Yamatze in that situation.